The Republican proposal involved items in the Agriculture and Commerce Departments and the DNR. Republicans would get their positions on additional money for ethanol production, the Wisconsin Development Fund, and the Division of International and Export Services. The Democrats would get tougher enforcement for recycling and groundwater regulation, and the Senate position on the Stewardship Fund, which provides money to buy land for conservation and regulation. Republicans called it a win for both sides. On the Stewardship Fund, the current budget provides $570 million from bonding over the next 10 years. That's the Senate position. The Assembly would provide $370 million. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Quala, Democrat of Madison, says the proposal would not be a victory for Democrats.
You may think that preserving an already in-law stewardship program for the state of Wisconsin is a huge victory for Democrats. We see that as simply maintaining the status quo for the people of the state and something that people have broadly across the state spoken in support of.
Republican Representative John Gard of Peshtigo said the stewardship proposal would be a victory for Democrats.
For me to go back to a fairly conservative caucus and say, out of the box, we gave you $200 million, and your simple response is, well, that's current law. That's not how 56 people in the other room look at it. They think, John, what are you, nuts?
The committee also debated campaign finance reform and adjourned until next week with no agreements. I'm John Powell at the State Capitol.